Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm here with George Amador III. So, hey, G, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Crystal. Always good to be here, and we're in the middle of our Business Owners Month this month, and I think it's awesome to talk about ownership, whether you want to own a business, are owning a business, and it's really cool. Last week, we talked a lot about kind of starting the right way. What are some questions to ask? Today, we're going to get a lot more into doing it the right way, right?
Correct.
And kind of what are the tools that you have available?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the traps that we see a lot of our business owners in?
Yep.
Some of the tax planning and some of the financial planning that can help us get to where we want to go.
Well said. And you know, I believe so strongly in the importance of building businesses correctly that I actually went and got certified to be a certified business coach because I've seen too many, and you've seen this as well, G, where we watch people build businesses and then they fail over and over. We've seen that happen. And I'm at the point where I'm like, yeah, not on my watch anymore. Let's help people build successful businesses. And what a great way to have a certified business coach and a certified financial planner working in conjunction. Boy, that's just unstoppable right there.
It is.
So what I want to do today is I want to talk a little bit, what are some of the components within a financial plan or a business plan, I should say, that you need to have in order to be successful. You know, one of the areas that we teach on is the importance of having mission and vision.
Yeah.
And you and I can attest to this. Mm-hmm. So every Monday morning, we sit down from 8 till 9, sometimes a little bit later. And as a team, we walked through the process of understanding, why does Crystal Clear Finances even exist? What's its purpose? It's not to just put assets under management and help people with investments. What's the real deal?
Yeah.
Because if we're doing it just for some unattached reason, then we're not going to want to get up in the morning and get it done and do it right. But when we begin to say that we're going to help people have confidence for every financial decision, the reason why that's so important is when people have confidence when it comes to money, then they spend and invest it in the way that's proper, and then they walk into financial freedom, G, and it impacts them and the next generation and the next generation.
Yeah.
So to me, one of the most important things is having the right mission and vision. In fact, the other day I received a call, and this coming Tuesday, I'm going to be sitting down with a very large organization, and we've blocked out the whole morning where I'm going to have their executive team in there, and we're going to walk through the mission and the vision, the key characteristics of their executive team, like what do you have to have in order to be part of this business? We're going to go over that so that they have their marching orders of what their business is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
So one of the other areas besides the mission and vision, we talk about, when we've said this before, the key characteristics of what we want to see in an individual. Like I know with Crystal Clear Finances, not to put you on the spot, but can you remember any of the key characteristics that we have to have here in this office?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the huge areas is we have to be relationally driven, right?
Yes.
We have to be able to say, hey, like you said last week, I want to serve my clients. And that's something that I don't just say as cliche. It's when I work with somebody and it is working with them, I really serve my clients' needs. And having it be a relationship, I think, is the biggest piece. And I'm not just here for a transaction.
Right.
I don't want you to just come in and say, hey, George, I need this. Okay, I'll talk to you never. It's
really
about that relationship, right? Yep. We need to be relationally driven. We need to be strategic thinkers.
Right? Yes.
We have to be able to problem solve quickly. And so when a client calls up and says, I need this now, we need to know, okay, what's the best route to go? And let's account for taxes and let's account for investment needs and let's account for making sure that we pay the bills still, and all of it comes into play. And so strategic thinking is really important as well.
And I'm so thrilled that you have them memorized. So that's good, because it is our three characteristics. If someone is going to be on part of our team, is that we want to be relationship driven, where people call. We had someone call the other day and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm like, that is why we're here. You are not a bother.
Yeah.
So relationship driven. Then we have to be able able to think through equations. We've got to be able to say, this is my thought process and problem solve strategically.
Yeah.
And then the last area, which I love, which we both know, is we have to be able to communicate.
Yep.
You know, when we make things too complex, I think about finances, when we make it too complex, then nobody knows what to do. They don't have the confidence. They make the wrong decisions. They lose thousands of dollars. And then they end up not financially free.
Mm.
But if we can help communicate effectively, like we do with our green tank, our yellow tank, and the protection, then people can have that peace and say, I understand how money works. I can live and give in the manner God's called me.
Yeah.
And that just fires me up. So when we look at building a business, and I'm bringing this full circle, there is a purpose to my method, to my madness here, is that we need to know, if you're going to do a business, what's the ultimate mission? What's the vision? What characteristics do you need to have? What skill set? This is a huge one. What skill sets do you need to have in place? You know, my daughter, Melanie, she loves plants and she wanted to start this whole gardening business. And I said, how about we do this? What if you go work a whole summer at this landscaping place and let's see if you have the knowledge needed by the end of the summer? She said, this will be a hobby because she realized all that was required and she just wanted to do it on more of a hobby basis.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she began her surveying career and began having to go to the courthouses, she began to realize that she loved that type of detail. And now she became an attorney in constitutional law. A little bit different than the landscaping business. But part of that, G, was beginning to get the skill sets you need in order to be able to successfully run a business.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful when you hear about people who want to intern and say, I want to just try this out and see what I would need for a skill set and see if the passion's there for it.
Yeah.
So I think those areas, when you're thinking about starting a business, we have to have the skill sets that are there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think about my own story, right? I went to college coming out of a family-run giant business, right? And doing a lot of home building, and I was landscaping and just kind of doing summer work, right?
Right.
Through high school and college. I go to college to really study politics because I thought that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got to school, didn't really love studying politics as much as I thought, and then switched over to business, but I wanted to get more specific. Found financial planning my second semester of my junior year, and they all told me that there's no way you're going to graduate in three semesters.
Goodness.
And I did. And basically said, okay, this is what I want to do.
Mm.
But the cool part was, when I think back of trying to figure it all out and where I wanted to go, if you would have told me then that I was going to be a business owner, I would have told you no. I didn't want to be a business owner. I want to do financial planning, maybe for a big office, for a lot of clients, and just kind of do the one-on-one deal in an office and crunch the numbers and do the math and be done with it. But over time, I realized that I have a skill set here in effective communication and problem solving. And at the end of the day, what I really found is I really love to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And financial planning is, in my opinion, one of the biggest helps you can give to somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
And so when I found out the skill set and how to work it, the course of life was a little different over, you know, 5-6 years of college and after. But now looking at it, looking back now, all of the years I've been in the business, 7 years already, I can't believe that. I've literally been able to say, well, the skill set that I have was a place that I really didn't know kind of existed, you know, 10 years ago. Once I found it, it was amazing. And now as a business owner, I can say I'm pouring everything I love into my business that allows me to do it.
So let's kind of do a little checklist on what you just said. So that means you have a mission and vision of where you're going. You have the key characteristics. You've identified what does a financial planner need to do. You have the skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
You went through, we know what the roles are in our office, which is another area where people, when you're building businesses, and I just feel like we're giving them a sneak peek of what we do, but it's every Monday morning, we're constantly taking that day to work on our business, not just in the business. And as business owners, you have to be committed to that type of personal growth where your skill set and every part of you, you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
The other area is, as a business owner, is that you have to have communication and you have to have marketing.
Mm.
And I want to talk a little bit about that because People do a ton of marketing. They throw mud on the wall and all these different things. Marketing has to be a clear communication of what you stand for, how you're going to help solve that client's problem, mm-hmm. and how they're going to feel after they work with you. What's yeah. your solution? I mean, we always talk about, if you look at our website, you can see right in the beginning, it says, we understand that finances can be confusing, mm-hmm. but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision.
Yeah.
And then we show them, listen, there's three steps to it. First, we're going to meet. We're going to find out where you are and where you want to go. Second step, we're going to put a plan together. And we talk about our comprehensive plans.
Yeah.
And then the third step is we're going to walk this journey with you. Mm. And what they're going to experience is that freedom. The other day, in fact, we can't say names on the radio, but that gentleman that came in, when he sat there and he said, it's still going to be okay. Mm. After COVID and everything that happened last year, I still get to retire. I'm still going to be able to take my families on vacations once we can travel again. I'm still going to be able to live life the way I imagined it because we had a plan in place.
Yeah.
Now, here's the sad part, G. How many people have had businesses during this whole COVID time? They can't say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think, honestly, the business owners have been the most hurt by this entire process and the change and the unforeseen, unfortunate events that happened over 2020, right? And that person, that's why, again, I go back to, I harp on this a lot, but the financial planner needs to be a part of the team.
Absolutely.
For a business owner, because we don't want this to happen. And personal finance, as much as it's okay, where's the budget and investments and protection and all these things, a business owner who has their whole life wrapped in their business needs to be able to make sure that I don't have all my eggs in one basket,
mm-hmm.
and I can be okay. And God forbid the economy does shut down, I still have the resources available to make sure that I can keep the doors open or reopen the doors when they're ready to be reopened.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, I'm going to shift a little bit, but we do have an online course that talks about business ownership. Mm. And for those who are interested, I would highly recommend they give the office a call, 518-433-7181. And let us know that you're interested in that, because we want to build successful businesses. Mm. Now, before we go to the break, I am just going to talk a little bit about my book, Keep the Curls. And a lot of people didn't know that I wrote a book, but it basically was at a place in this book, obviously with the name Keep the Curls, Empowering Women Personally and Professionally. We may know it's kind of for women, because a lot of times what happens is that they don't understand that the skill sets needed to run a business, many women have, because they're already functioning that way in their home. They're juggling the home, they're juggling the kids, they're juggling the job, they're doing all these different components. And this book takes it and breaks it down where there's marketing, there is administration, there's operation, and there's finances. And we literally teach on this. Mm. So I want to encourage individuals, if they're interested, they can go to Amazon, they can find the book. It's an awesome book. Well, I guess I am a little bit biased, but it's a great life story, because each chapter is how we discover those talents within modern day moms that finding it, and they build successful businesses.
Well, you marketed pretty well there, Crystal.
Yeah, I know. Keep the curls. All right, so let's take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Business owners need certified financial planners who understand how growing a business really works. Financial planners who can provide guidance on business structure, taxes, retirement planning, and business succession. Financial planners who believe that investing in your own company instead of just the stock market is actually okay. My name is Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances, and as a certified financial planner, certified business coach, and the owner of my own company, I understand what it takes to build an idea into a successful organization, employing team members and impacting thousands of lives. As we transition into 2021, our economy, how we do business, and the needs of our neighbors are changing. Now more than ever, we need godly, successful business owners to grab hold of their visions, implement proven systems for growth, and bring their business to maturity. If you believe business ownership is right for you, or if you currently run a business and need a certified financial planner who also happens to be a certified business coach, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 or contact us at crystalclearfinances.com.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George, and I'm always joined by the lovely Crystal Langdon.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about setting up the business the right way and doing things the right way when it comes to the types of operations, the systems we have to put in place, whether it's marketing, operations, management, or finance, making sure that we have all that together. But beyond just that, I think moving forward here for the last remaining section of the talk today, I want to talk more about kind of keeping track and then what are some of the things detail-wise that business owners have to
their,
you know, resources that they can use. And so, you know, one of the things, and this is where I want to say, we're not just talking to our business owners, but even if you are married to someone who owns a business or you're employed by a business and not an owner, keeping track of life is important.
Right.
Keeping track of your business is very important. And keeping track of your finances is of probably utmost importance in my financial planning opinion.
Yes.
But when we talk about it, I think one of the things, and this goes back to skill sets, that we really have to talk to for a business owner, and this is something that I didn't realize as much when starting my own business, was the keeping track of all of the little pieces of your business. I didn't realize, and honestly, it was maybe just naivety, but I did not realize how much time and effort it takes to keep track of where you're at, right? And there was a really great book I read, The Three Success Secrets of Shamgar by Dr. Jay Strack and Pat Williams, a really awesome book by a Bible about a Bible character.
Okay.
But the three success secrets in this in the book is start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Now, as a business owner, I took that very seriously. Okay, where am I at? What do I have and what can I do? Now, that helped me with vision and mission and key characteristics and roles because I filter my life through that. But that also really helps me when I have to get a P&L together, when I have to get a balance sheet together, when I have to know what my procedures of my business are. Am I going to use QuickBooks? Am I going to use pen and paper? How do I file taxes? And so all of these things were big pieces. And I don't want to discourage people, but I do want to really talk to a moment about how do we keep track, right? What are the best business practices? You've been in business a lot longer than I have as an owner. What are some good practices you have to make sure the business is successful and can keep growing?
I love that question because one of the things that I enjoy the most is we use, you can use QuickBooks or Quicken or whichever system that you have, but it's an online system. Literally every day for 10 minutes, so it's not, we're not talking hours, I go online and I have things that are automatically downloaded. So if I've used my credit card for a business purchase or I've used something, it literally comes in and with a click of a button, I can say that was a personal expense, that was a business expense. I can pull up my business P&L and I can see where I'm at any time. Now, I just want to pause for a second here. I do this with my personal finances too. I know, pretty geeky, but let me tell you what happened.
It's important.
When we had to make a decision on, George had sold a truck and we said, oh, we're going to pay a ton in capital gains. Like there was a big business that he had sold on the side. And so we looked at what the tax laws were. And if you did a geothermal system, well, then you are allowed to write off. And so I began to look at what is the cost of the geothermal system? What am I paying in my current electric bill? Because I had it on my P&L. And what would be the tax credits that I would get? So I was literally able to, we were able to save our family thousands of dollars because we knew exactly how much it was going to save. I just pulled up my family P&L and I said, I'm spending this much on heat. How much would it save me in a geothermal system? And I did that. And then what I would have had to just give the government in taxes, there was a legal way that I could use it to benefit my family and reduce the amount of oil that I was using. So to me, having that P&L, that was probably number one thing to me was a lifesaver on the personal, if someone's listening and they're not a business owner.
Yeah.
But also from the business, I like it. Because, gee, every year now, what I do is I look to see where I was at this time last year. And I'm tracking to see, well, why did my expenses go up? Or did my profit go up? But did my profit go up and my business expenses went up? That, to me, number one tool that I would use. It's just an online tracking system. So I can see where I stand at any moment.
Yeah, it's really important because, you know, as you're tracking your personal finances, mm-hmm. as you're tracking your business finances, which, by the way, should be tracked separately.
Yes.
Especially when we get into income and expenses. Mm-hmm. There does need to be a separation.
Absolutely.
A lot of business owners don't separate that out, and that's needed.
So, yeah, just like 30 more seconds, just hammer that one, because they could. They can get into tax problems.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot there. So when we talk about really defining the two, especially even like sole proprietorships and when the business is still your business, mm-hmm. a lot of times things get jumbled very quickly, and I'll use this credit card over here and that credit card over there, and it's in my name or the business name, and the things get jumbled. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say for the CPAs out there, it helps your CPA a lot,
yes.
if things are separate. So I can go in and say, okay, here's my bookkeeping over here. Here's my personal life over here, the credit cards I'm using, et cetera, et cetera. So really needed.
And let me just speak to that quick, because we had an individual that called the other day who's a client who's starting their own business. Mm-hmm. So they went to the county clerk and they got their DBA doing business as, and they mm-hmm. named their business. Then they took that certificate that they got from the courthouse. They went to the local bank. Now they could open up a business checking account.
Yep.
And then they said, okay, so now I have a business checking account, and anything that I'm going to do in and out of the business, I'm going to take from here.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is when most businesses do that, there's nothing in that checking account, but there's still expenses. So they literally are going to loan their company money mm-hmm. to get it started, so that eventually the company will pay them back.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that, because a lot of times, again, like we were saying last week, people jump in and think they've got to do an S corp or a C corp. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why aren't we doing sole proprietor, DBA, and just open up that checking account, keep it all separate and clean?
Yeah, you definitely need to. And that's a huge, huge step one. Once you kind of get the business formed and what you're going to do, opening up that separate bank account mm-hmm. is really, really important. Because you need to keep that stuff separate as much as
possible.
And it's not to say you can't use your money, your business's money, for you personally, but it needs to be recorded separately. It needs to stay separate. There's a lot there. So mm-hmm. that's really needed. I think the other thing too, and I want to get into a little bit of some of the advantages of owning a business, because
Absolutely.
There are some, even from a tax perspective or a retirement planning perspective. You know, a lot of times people look at doing a business or really because I want to be my own boss, or I don't want mm-hmm. my 9-to-5. Well, let me tell you, doing business is a lot more than starting a business. It's a lot more than a 9-to-5. So if you want to start a business to get away from your 9-to-5,
oh, goodness.
You may want to rethink that.
Great advice.
But when we talk specifically about what are some options that are out there, one of the arenas in particular that I just want to spend a moment in is the retirement planning arena.
Mm.
Because a lot of times, right, most people, if you're starting a business or you're a business owner, you've most likely either come from some sort of corporate job or a state job, or where you had your 9-to-5, you had your retirement plan, your 401k, your pension, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm out on my own. And
yeah.
now I not only am trying to set this business up and work at it and make it profitable,
mm-hmm.
but I also need to make sure my life is profitable as well. And so there are some things which are an advantage, but you know, there's a lot of different systems and I would say plans that are mm-hmm. out there that you can use. In the world of retirement planning, there's IRAs and 401ks, very similar to the standard IRAs and 401ks mm-hmm. we talk about,
right?
That a small business can use, and a self-employed individual can use. I think of a SEP IRA,
mm-hmm.
Which is very common, easy to set up. There's a simple IRA.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small business 401k or solo 401k. There's pension plans, there's defined benefit, defined contributions. There's a lot of different financial planning opportunities out mm-hmm. there that I think a lot of times at first in the beginning, this is something that is probably not a priority of yours when you're
right.
starting out your business. But those business owners listening or watching who are successful, got some income coming in. I had a call literally the other night where a possible client called mm-hmm. me up, a friend of mine, and said, listen, my business is making a lot of money. Thank the Lord, we're making
yep.
a lot of money, but I'm paying through the nose
oh, yeah.
to the IRS, and I don't know what to do. And I simply asked, do you have this type of plan set up? Do you have retirement? What about, basically, what about this type of IRA or this type of defined benefit plan? He said, I don't have any of those. And I said, okay, well, we're going
to
get
together. We need to talk.
Yeah. We're going to get together. We're going to schedule a conversation because I at least want to show you the options you have. There's mm-hmm. a lot of great benefits where if the company's profitable, we can start taking some of those profits, deferring mm-hmm. them into your personal retirement plan and get you some pretty big tax savings along the way. So really important stuff.
Yeah. And I want to speak to that because I know when I first started, same type of thing. No, I was not even worried or thinking about a retirement plan. I was just like, okay, how do I make this company profitable? And then that big step when you brought on an employee, well, that was like nerve wracking. But in the very beginning, when it finally became evident to me that you can either pay the government more money, which is not a big idea, a big hit with
not
me.
Not a big fan.
No. Or you can open up your own retirement plan. Then I began to say, oh, I'm interested in that. And that's where the SEP came. So that was my first step because a SEP, a self-employed and pension plan, is one where you can say, all right, I'm going to put money away just for me. And if you have an employee, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to put money away for me and my employee. It is just the employers allowed to add to it.
Yes.
And that's really nice because when you have these small businesses, you know, it's small mom and pops a lot of times, and we want to do something for our employees. So having a SEP, it's I started it. It was just me. And then when I had my first employee, then I added her to the SEP. And I remember the day she came to me and she said, Crystal, I'd like to add to it. And I'm like, you can't do that in a SEP. And that's when I realized I had outgrown my retirement plan.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to pause there for a moment is a lot of times people think, again, they have to go for the gold or go, you know, big bang. When we can really start small. And then after we've used that and it's we outgrow it, then we go to the next one. And for me, that happened to be a simple. Because a simple allowed me to give 2% to my employees across the board, 3%, and yet the employees were allowed to add money too. And people, employers can have an option. They can say, I'm going to match what my employees put in there, or I'm just going to put it straight across the board. But there are ways, and I guess this is what I want our listeners to understand and our viewers, is that when you're a small business, there are company plans you can put together. And if you have a bad year, there are ways where you don't have to contribute that year, or you can significantly reduce it. You know, the IRS does understand on that. And so I wouldn't say they're a great understanding organization, but there are rules that allow you to scale back. And so starting with a SEP and then moving to a simple or maybe a solo 401k, these are all options. And every year, the amount that you're allowed to put into it changes. I think of the other day, I had a woman come in. Her business has just been growing. Same type of situation you have. Money sitting in the bank getting nothing. And yet there she's going to the CPA and the CPA is like, this is how much you're going to have to pay in taxes this year. And she's like, what else can I do? And so she had come to us to say, what can I put in place? And so we talked with her about a SEP. You know, if she can put 50,000 in a SEP, or she could put 5,000. It really depends on the size of the business. But in her case, she could put 50,000 in a SEP. That's money she didn't have to pay taxes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And for some self-employed or smaller businesses that are making some really, really big profits and have some huge, like in this case, we were talking hundreds of thousands to the IRS. There's plans that are out there that can get you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax deferral money that we can put away for your retirement. There's a lot of stipulations there, but I just want to at least explain to people, you know, it's not just about start the business to get the quote unquote write-off, right? It's let's make sure we're proactive about it because as the company does make money, and we want all of our clients' companies to make money, we also want to take advantage of the laws that are out there to say, hey, let me start putting some money aside. Allow me to get some tax benefits. And that's where we need a great CPA on board, a great attorney on board. And the financial planner comes in to go, here's how we can be proactive for your business, but also for you personally. And that's really, really key.
And that to me just touches my heart because how many pastors, I know I'm just squirreling a little bit. How many pastors do we know who have sowed everything into their church and they preach every Sunday and they're like, and God will take care of me. And then they get to 65.
Oh, yeah.
And the new pastor didn't get the message that God was going to use them to help take care of the pastor. And so there are a lot of pastors that have worked hard. And I know we don't say a church is a business, but it does run very well.
It's an organization.
It's an organization. We want to help them get their business plan and their retirement plan in place. We want to help small businesses because those businesses, they're working really hard and they need to understand, you know what, there are options. So whether it's pastor and churches, whether it's business owners with the small businesses or even large businesses, we set up 401ks, being able to come alongside a business owner, to me, it just can change not only their life, but everyone in their organizations that's depending on them, it'll impact them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're at the end of another time together. Our time together goes so fast. I want to invite our listeners, our viewers, everyone to subscribe to our Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.